Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Cowboys and Cowgirls looking for wins this weekend, trying to get off a little bit of a losing skid for the Cowboys. Cowgirls trying to keep a win streak going. The Cowboys come away with a win over San Jose State 66-62, moving them to 12-8 on the year, 3-6 in conference play. They're now 10-3 at the AA. Moving to the Cowgirls, they have now won 3 straight, taking down Utah State once again, this time in Logan, Utah, winning 74-56. Their record now moves over to a 7-12 record, 4-6 in conference play, 6-3 at the AA. The next matchup for the Cowboys and the Cowgirls will be Cowboys taking on Utah State in Logan, Utah. That game will be on a Wednesday, and the Cowgirls will take on Fresno State at the AA on Wednesday as well. Girls play at 6:30, boys at 7 p.m. Well, let's move into some hockey news. The Gillette Wild go 1-1 on the weekend, winning day 1, 3-1, falling day 2, 7-4. In day 2, Yellowstone got off to an early lead of 3-0. Gillette Wild stormed back, got the game tied up at 4 after Yellowstone got another goal to make it a 4-2 ball game. And then Yellowstone comes away with 3 more goals to win it 7-4. Gillette Wild will have the last 2 home stretch of games here in January. This weekend, they'll take on Butte Irish and the Bozeman Ice Dogs on Saturday. Again, Friday, Butte, and Saturday, Bozeman. After that, they've got 1 more home game at the end of March. They'll be taking on the Badlands Sabres. Let's now move into some basketball as the Lady Pronghorns and the Pronghorns had a matchup against Northwest College. The Pronghorns fall 62-58. It was Northwest College out to a big lead in the first half, 37-23. Then Gillette came back and they outscored Northwest College 35-23. But Northwest College got the last left as 2 free throws at the end with 0.4 seconds, both made in a 62-58 final. Northwest College comes away with the win. The Pronghorns fall to 9-10 on the year. They are now 2-2 in conference play, 0-1 in the division, and 6-1 at home. They went undefeated last season at home. This time will not be the case. Moving to the women's side of things, as they took down Northwest College in a big win, 78-73. And one of the big plays was from Danae Asiata as the shot clock was going down.
Back to Danae. Danae back to Lena. Lena to the top of the key. Pushing around, poked the ball away as it's Repulsis. Pulses over to Rochelle. They're going to have to get a shot up. Danae Asiata, three-pointer at the buzzer. Good! Three-point bucket. Good! It's a 2-point lead for the Lady Pronghorns, 71-73.
Lady Pronghorns held on to that lead and came away with the win, 78-73. Their next matchup will be against Laramie County Community College coming up on Wednesday for both the men and the women. Game time for the women, 5:30. Men at 7:30. Real fast to the NFL as we have a Super Bowl matchup of the ages. The Patriots going to be taking on the Seahawks. It will be a rematch of back in 2014. Patriots took down the Broncos 10-7. Seahawks over the Rams 31-27. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.